The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
Thanks, Isaac and you, Souk.
Excited.
Pretty little Cajun queen.
Come on, you dumbass. Eat me.
Ahoy!
Yeah, I hope we elect to kick ass is what I hope we do.
How do you find a male hooker?
Ace, yeah.
Big deal.
John? No.
I love your peanuts, man.
What?
And I'm going to shove a burrito in my ass.
Hey-o.
I'm not going to do that.
Boy, I'll tell you what. I put nothing past this program, but if you would have told me at 2:56 when I was sitting down to do this fine program that the words, I'm going to shove a burrito up my ass, were going to be uttered by you, I'm not certain I would have had that on the bingo card.
You wouldn't have bet on that.
I don't think I would have
bet on that. You know, that's the beauty of live radio.
Yeah.
Right there.
You
never know.
You just don't know. How? Is that Naked Gun? How about that?
How about that?
God bless America that we're allowed to.
What?
Just the idea that someone would think about doing that.
It was such a specific tweet in the first place. Like, why the specific type of burrito? A Taco Bell beefy five layer? Like, where did that come from?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was the Kansas State fan that said if he lost to BYU, or if they lost to BYU, he would do this.
Right in the butt.
Well, and just again, like,
and so now we're waiting for him to do it.
It's a burrito.
Like, they lost.
That's not conducive to shoving. Burritos are not. They're not insertion.
Dwife frozen.
Yeah, the fact that you have to now, if you just had like a Reeser frozen beef and bean burrito, well, you know. Although again, the shape of that. That's
if you look at the video of the size of the burrito he puts in his freezer, it's not pleasant.
As opposed to a smaller burrito? Like,
well, yeah.
Well, I don't know, man. That's just. Yeah,
I feel like the thickness there matters.
No, this is one of those things, because, you know, I often do this, like, with guys that want to take the bet, like, I'll take my shirt off, the Mike Gundy. If I lose this bet, I'll take my shirt off and do the show topless. A.K.A. I just want to do the show topless, but I need an excuse to take my shirt off. Is it possible that you just wanted to put a frozen burrito?
Don't dare me.
Don't dare me. I will shove this burrito so far up there, bro. That's it.
I'm going to do it. Why not a taquito?
That's what I said. Like, you need something a little more manageable. Or, like, maybe one of those Taco Time crispy burritos. Things are tiny. It's a little more manageable. Like, and that's the thing. The fact that you jump to a five-layer burrito, dude, you're jumping deep end. Something tells me this ain't the first time that a rolled apparatus has been inserted. I think you're a wily vet.
Look,
I think you're
honey,
you're making stuff up.
I gotta do it.
I
said I would.
Kansas State. And by the way, perfect that it comes from
they
Kansas
like that
State.
There. Yeah, they're weird out
the
there.
The little apple.
Trust me.
I wouldn't come from Lawrence.
Nope.
Might come from Provo.
It didn't come from Lawrence.
No, it did not. It came Manhattan by way of Provo, Utah.
We've got Diddy news. You know, he's in jail.
Yeah, they still can't get him out of there.
No, I don't think he's going to be getting out.
No, I don't think they're going to get him out of there.
No. I think he'll be in there for a while.
They said he's on suicide watch.
Can I? I should not say that.
Yeah.
Never mind.
You don't need to say that.
I'll just keep it. Just keep it quiet. Sometimes it's just best to just keep it quiet.
But we've got some audio here of an interview that he did. This is back in 1999. Do you remember that? 1999?
Yeah, we're going to party like it's
Y2K hysteria.
He was partying like it's 1999. And yes, Y2K hysteria. This is, I don't know who he's talking to here.
I think it's Barbara Walters, perhaps.
Wawa?
You can hear the voice in the back. I think
By
it's
By the
her.
Way, is Wawa still alive?
I think so.
Or did she die?
Did she die? I don't remember us eulogizing her.
Yeah, she died.
She did, huh?
Yeah.
Super dead or still recently dead?
2022.
Okay.
December 30th.
Did we talk about?
Well, we might not have been here.
Oh, December 30th. Yeah, we weren't here. And, you know, if we're on vacation and someone dies, did it really happen?
No, I bet she's alive.
She's probably down, you know, drinking kids' bloods out in...
What?
You know, that she's part of that whole demonic Pizzagate thing.
She was greatness. At any rate, here is Diddy talking about his parties back in 1999.
Your parties are the hottest ticket around.
They won't even give me a permit for the parties, man. They don't want me to throw the parties no more. But we ain't going to stop. We're going to keep on having fun, bringing people together from all walks of life. You're going to hear about my parties. They're going to be shutting them down. They're going to probably be arresting me, doing all types of crazy things just because we want to have a good time. You know, whenever you bring up a different element into people's environment, things that broaden people's horizons, people get intimidated. There's a lot of people out there that feel intimidated by it. It ain't nothing but break it down, racial barriers, break it down, generation barriers. People from all walks of life. Ron Perlman talking to Jay-Z. Jay-Z talking to, you know what I'm saying? It just goes on and on. You know, it's just like people from all walks of life connecting and getting together. Yeah.
Your parties are the hottest ticket in town. People dying to get into your party. How does that make you feel?
I mean, it's cool. You know, it doesn't make me feel any way special. It doesn't make me feel like a bigger person. It just makes me feel like I know how to throw a party.
People from all walks of life can be perverts.
Yeah.
Well, there are perverts in all walks of life.
Well, now all the photos are servicing, of course. Yeah. Like Leo's there and J-Lo's there.
J-Lo, I didn't know J-Lo dated him.
I thought, they were married, right?
I don't think they were married.
Yeah, they were together.
So back in the Jenny from the Block days?
Yeah. She was always wearing, like, the bandanas and stuff. Yeah, some of the photos, dude, is a bunch of, like, topless girls getting, like, milk poured on them. And there's one where Regis was there.
Regis?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Like, he's just, like, in the middle of it, which is odd.
Well, so are we to assume that people who are photographed at Diddy's old parties...
Well,
are much like the Jeffrey Epstein people, where they're there for a certain...
I think you got to be careful painting with a broad brush, right? Just because you went to a Diddy party doesn't mean that you were drugging boys and girls and raping people and all that. But I find it hard to believe that you went to these and you didn't have an idea, at least, of what was going on or what was rumored to go on. So,
well, it's probably just like any party where it's like, yeah, we've all been to parties. And maybe even parties that have made us uncomfortable because it's like, oh, what's going on at this party?
Well, I told you I went to the Russian party.
And you get to these places and these parties where you don't really know what's going on. You just know that's maybe not your scene.
And I bet we've all three of us have been at parties where you see something going on. And you're like, whoa, that's a level way farther than I'm comfortable with. But you just kind of move on. And then you don't go run and tell everybody about it afterwards. But you think about, like, dang, that was crazy.
It's to your point of everybody at a party... is not like it's like when Cosby's running around the Playboy Mansion doing what he's doing.
Yeah. Not everyone.
95% of the people don't know he's doing that that are there at that party, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe they do. I mean, I don't think they do.
Well, but that's the weird part is like, I don't know, because like the Epstein thing, like people knew Epstein, people knew Harvey Weinstein. Like they would joke.
But I think, wasn't Epstein more of like, he's a little bit more, hey, if you want young girls.
Yeah. Well, but I mean,
here's the guy to know.
I think if you wanted, like, every one of these photos, like that Diddy White party, dude, that thing was like legendary. My guess is if you wanted, when you showed up at that party, especially if you were a single guy, you were going to that party for one reason and one reason only. Also, too, if you were a homosexual guy that was kind of in the closet, I guarantee you knew what those parties were about. Have you seen the waiters at those things?
No.
Like there's people, like, those rumors have been out there for years. Like, all the waiters at those parties were very, very young, very, very handsome wannabe actors, all male. And there's photos of Diddy shirtless and arms around him, and, you know, yeah, so I don't know. I find it hard to believe that maybe not all, but I'm guessing a lot of the people who went to those parties, you either knew, certainly had an inclination of what was going on there and whether you participated or not. I don't know, but you know, that's, you certainly turned a blind eye, because it feels like from the Weinstein thing on down, they were very, very good at turning a blind eye, especially when someone is rich, powerful, and apparently as scary as Diddy was running on.
Yeah, but I also think that if you have a bunch of these parties and every single person, because not everybody knows what's going on, because there are people that get into these parties that shouldn't be there.
Sure.
Right? Or that will leak stuff, or that are maybe even, you know, there to kind of sniff around what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
And so you got to kind of, I think you got to keep, I feel like some of it's under wraps.
Sure.
Even if you're at that party, you may not know what's going on.
Yeah.
But if you want to see what's going on,
you can.
You would.
Well, and everything from the Kevin Spacey stuff to one of the big Marvel directors. Like, it's been known for years that sometimes the young men abuse is actually some of the worst. Like, if you want to be a young star, one of those Disney male actors, there's kind of like a...
Yeah, what's this with the Biebs?
Yeah, well,
there's so much weird stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
At this point, it's kind of accepted that Biebs was, Bieb paid the price for being the Biebs.
The idea, at least that I've seen, is that I guess Diddy did some sort of like grooming with Usher, and he got Usher to deliver Bieber to him for 48 hours, private and unsupervised.
Yeah.
It's gross.
And there's weird video
now,
of him.
Now, is Biebs saying anything about this?
No, but Biebs is like having like mental breakdowns. And
he's in videos back then where he looks scared,
looks
and like
really
wide-eyed.
And like Diddy is like patting him down. There's some really... Look, some stuff happened. It's not good. Not good at all. But that's the thing is, like, you read these stories, and again, this is all stuff that people have known. Who was the Twilight kid? That Taylor Lautner kid?
Yeah.
Ton of people, and again, rumors that are just like, look, it's part of that. If you're like 12 and 13 and you're like, hey, I want to be a star, there's been like this weird thing where it's like, yeah, you can be a star if you just do this. And it's like weird because everyone assumes that that's the model casting couch thing, right? The Harvey Weinstein. Like that's like the least shocking thing ever, from Marilyn Monroe all the way down. But why do we find it hard to believe, or we didn't want to talk about the fact that it was the same way for young boys? If it was that way for Hollywood, young girls in Hollywood, and no one doubts that, and then all of a sudden the male stuff came up, and we're like, well, that's weird. Why? Because it's uncomfortable to talk about? It all should be uncomfortable to talk about. And I hope they start naming names. I hope this son of a bitch, because he's going to jail probably for the rest of his life, I hope he starts naming names and starts taking people down with him. But we all thought that with the Epstein thing. Has there been one other person, that went down? Not a single one.
We do believe there's a list, though, right? It just hasn't been released?
Well, we know who hung out with him.
We know who hung around
right.
him.
But I thought there was more there that we...
Well, who is it? Is it Prince Andrew? That guy's all but been pegged. And, like, nothing happened to him. Bill Clinton all but got pegged, and Bill's, like, just disappeared. There's a guy running for president that was hanging out with him for years. And everyone's like, I don't know. Let's not talk about it.
Yeah, Biden.
I mean, for God's sakes.
Wait, you mean Trump?
I'm just saying. Look at this. The photos are out there.
They were buddies.
Yeah.
We'll execute the baby.
Which is not a shock.
And again, the fact that you were buddies with him, you want his airplane, does that mean you were doing something? I can't say that that's proof, but I find it hard to believe that these people hung out with Diddy and hung out with Epstein and like partied with them.
And were totally unaware?
Well, look, we've all, like you said, we've all been to a party where something has happened and you're like, whoa, hey. I talked about that party where I was with Mark Scholl, that dude, and I was like, okay, like, that's time to leave.
Yeah, but you didn't leave.
Oh, I left.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
I have moles.
I was like, and we're good here.
You and Scholl are buddies.
Boop. But anyone that I am friends with, that I hang out with on a regular basis, even mild regular basis, right? And they're inviting me to their parties, and you're telling me I have no idea what goes on at their parties? I know if I go to someone's house whether or not the blow is showing up. Doesn't everyone know whether you got weed, booze, coke, wimp? Everyone knows when you show up at a party with someone that you know, you've got a pretty good idea of what's happening at that party when you've gone to multiple parties at that person's house. So with Epstein and Diddy and Weinstein and these guys that were having big bashes on a regular basis, come on. You're doing the NCAA Roy Williams. What kids get paid? What do you shoe money? I don't even know what this is. Oh, I just hung out at Diddy's. I went to like 12 of his parties. I had no idea. I showed up. I had two cocktails and danced with a lovely lady and took her phone number. And then I went home. I went home and read my Bible. And it was a wonderful day. I mean, come on.
So there's a video of Bieber's 48 hours with Diddy.
Yeah.
On YouTube, and Bieber posted it. And it's him hanging out with Diddy for 48 hours. He was 15 at the time. Diddy refused to disclose what they were up to. The quotes are, "You ever see the movie 48 Hours? Right now, Justin is having 48 hours with Diddy, him and his boy. They're having the time of their lives. We were hanging out, and what we're doing we can't really disclose, but it's definitely a 15-year-old's dream," said Diddy.
This is MJ crap. This is Michael Jackson stuff.
Oh, yeah. Justin, who was signed to Usher's label at the time, hung out with the rapper with his lavish Lamborghinis at his mansion. "I have been given custody of him," Diddy continues. "You know, he signed to Usher, and I had legal guardianship of Usher when he did his first album. I did Usher's first album. We're going to do that full buck crazy. We're going to go full buck full crazy." When Diddy asked Justin what he wanted to do, the baby, the song, baby, yeah, singer responded, "Let's go get some girls." And Diddy replied, "Man after my heart, that's what I'm talking about."
Isn't it weird alone that you're talking about doing this with a 15-year-old anyways?
Just the two of you hanging out privately, not disclosing activities, is weird enough.
Not weird at all that a 30-year-old's like, "Hey, let's take this." I don't know. Just
what a mess. Well, you know, Biebs can come out and, you know, people are going to want to hear from him now. Yeah. He can spill a lot.
Yeah, but then unfortunately, then you're spilling probably the most traumatic thing that's ever happened to you. And then, of course, he's going to get some flack because we're getting right here. Again, Vancouver Ford text line. He had a chance to run. That's the whole Me Too movement with the Weinstein thing. No.
He's talking about Puff.
Oh,
or
Puff.
Diddy. He had a chance to run.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought they were talking about it. You know, a lot of women get blamed for that, too. They're like, "Well, you chose to do it. You didn't have to do it.
You didn't have to
take that part." You know, so you're going to get that, like, where, you know, people are going to be like, "Well, you know, he went along with it." You know, it's...
All right. Well, Diddy's streams are up 18%, so that's good. People are listening to his tunes.
Of course.
Coming up next, thank God for Salina, Kansas. This is The Club on The Fan. Well, I have to present this next story to you. I'm obligated.
You have no choice.
As a Salinan. Of course, this is my hometown. The All-American City of Salina, Kansas. We had some chaos recently.
Uh-oh.
JetBlue passengers heard a loud bang as their plane dropped 30,000 feet in just 10 minutes forced to make an emergency landing.
30,000 feet in 10 minutes. So you're...
You know...
It's a bit of a plummet.
Yeah, it is, because it usually takes them about 30 minutes to get up to 30,000 feet.
Yeah,
right?
You always start the descent and, you know, same thing.
Yeah, it's about 30.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're dropping pretty fast.
Taking a bit of a dip. I'm guessing you felt that one in the bubbles.
So this is a flight from JFK in New York to San Diego, and they had to make an emergency landing in Salina.
How about that? Slan, is there anything it can't do?
No.
Does it have an airport there?
Well, yeah, we've talked about this. Their airport is very small, but they have one of the largest jetways in the U.S.
Go figure. What a strange little...
And that's because they used to have the B-2 come through there.
Yeah, I do remember you talking about this.
So... That runway is still there, so you can, you know, like the president has, the Air Force One has landed there before. Some cool stuff goes down.
Well, it's an all-American city.
But then, when you get off the plane, there's no... Yeah, there's no jetway. You had to walk off the plane outside.
You bring up the stairs.
Your hair gets windswept. Maybe you get rained on, or you're walking on ice. Whatever the time of year, maybe it's muggy. Whatever. You go inside the thing, and you walk down this long hallway of people that are waiting for the two flights that come in and out of Salina every day. And then you pass security, and there's like, I mean, maybe one counter.
Boy, I'm telling you.
Maybe two counters.
I'm looking at the photos of the Salina Regional Airport. And I'm not going to lie. Without the airport, without the like the runway, just the front of it, it kind of looks like a Holiday Inn Express.
Correct.
Yeah.
A small one.
A small one. Yeah.
Easy to find parking.
Yeah. Guessing that's not a... They got a big American flag, although your lawn care could use a little work. It's a little rough.
Yeah.
Guessing not a lot of maintenance goes into the...
With a lot of weeds like growing up in the cracks in the tarmac and everything.
Yes. Just doesn't, doesn't strike a lot of confidence in me when it comes to my airport.
Around 130 people were on board. The plane was forced to make the emergency landing after the pilot received warnings of a potential smoke alert. Some passengers reported hearing a loud bang. It plunged more than 30,000 feet in less than 10 minutes. A couple of them said it was a little intense. Fire crews charged down the tarmac. Oh, that's Salina's finest. As the Airbus A320 plane made its emergency landing, passengers were evacuated off the plane, making their way down a mobile set of stairs. It turned out it was actually a false alarm. The pilots received an alert that there might be smoke in the cargo hold, and they descended safely and landed without incident. But upon inspection, they determined that the smoke, it was false indication.
Huh. So there was no smoke. So it was just a smoke alarm went off.
Yeah, one of the passengers said that the pilot didn't know if there was any smoke, but they had to land anyway.
Mm.
So the best part of the story is that in very Salina, Kansas fashion, Jason, the staff at the airport, and there's like three of them, they ordered pizzas for the stranded passengers.
I love it.
From Pizza Hut.
That is the most Salina, Kansas thing ever, is this.
Yes, thank you.
Everyone gets pizza.
You wonder why we're an all-American city?
Yeah.
That's why.
Hey,
That's why.
You also have a Hertz rental car there. That's exciting.
There's a Hertz. No, there isn't.
Yeah, it's right there. It's a Hertz.
No.
No?
I think you just... I don't think so.
No, I see it right here.
I think you're wrong.
I think it's new. I don't know what to tell you.
Is AI putting a Hertz in Salina that isn't really there?
I'm telling you, I am on the Google page for... I've been scrolling through great photos of the Salina airport, and I do believe now this is right here. There's a Hertz. And at one point, the Thunderbirds, the F-16 Thunderbirds, the Air Force's answer to the Blue Angels, also landed at the Salina airport.
Yeah.
Dude, this Salina airport's where it's at. Although, man, the cracks in the tarmac are kind of alarming.
Yeah, just a few bumps.
Yeah, just no
Not
big deal.
Hurt you.
No big deal. You're
fine.
Yeah. Do you think when they landed, someone was like, where the hell are Salina?
Yes. I guarantee. They're flying from New York to San Diego. They're like, oh my God. To them, they might as well be in freaking Beirut.
Salina. And then they give them Pizza Hut. I hope it was a Meat Lovers.
I don't know if it was Pizza Hut, but I assume it was.
Well, I'll tell you what. The Meat Lovers from Pizza Hut, deep dish style. It's quality pie.
If they went high-end, they would have gone to the Scheme. But Scheme is only open, I think, Wednesday through Sunday.
Saturday. Yeah, I'm sure you kept it basic.
They probably did.
Sure, that's a hut.
Little do those people know, had they gotten out of that airport and wandered through the town of Salina, they would have been pleasantly surprised at its arts scene, its restaurant scene.
You could have gone to Applebee's.
The people... The fine people of Salina would have taken great care of them.
Mm.
But it turns out they were able to fly back out and get to San Diego, which is probably,
probably a little bit better. You think anyone there was like, hey, you know what? I'll catch tomorrow.
This place is great. I'm going to go downtown, get a hotel, and see what Salina has to offer.
And then someone found out there wasn't another plane coming. They're like, you either get on this one and you're in Salinas for a while. So, like, all right.
Well, I had to...
I kind of want to now go to the Salina Regional Airport.
Huh? Fly in there.
Do you fly into Salina or do you fly in somewhere else?
I fly straight to Salina.
Do you?
It's just easier.
Yeah.
Because you can fly into Wichita.
Yeah.
Now, Shane the ticket guy.
What's the drive from the next biggest one?
Well, Wichita, about an hour and 15 minutes. Kansas City, 2.5 hours. You can fly into any of the three. But Shane the Ticket Guy recently went to Salina.
Really?
Because he was doing security for the big George Lopez show there at the Stifle Theater in downtown Salina.
I bet you that was a hoot.
So he
a big deal.
Well, the Stifle brings in some pretty good acts.
Yeah.
And so he texts me. He's like, what do I do? Where do I fly? I'm like, just fly straight into Salina. You'll thank me later. It's maybe a little bit more expensive, and there's only like two flights. If you get delayed, you're screwed till the next day.
But do it.
But just do that because it's just easier.
Because I have relatives that live in St. George.
And they do have Uber there. So.
And we fly into Vegas and then drive to St. George. Cause flying
How far
into
is that?
It's about 2.5 to 3 hours. Mm. But like flying into St. George is nightmare fuel.
It's small.
It's small. It's expensive. The flights are really, really inconvenient. And then you're in St. George. So we just fly to Vegas, hang out for a little bit in Vegas, make a quick drive over, and then go back. You can bookend the trip with Vegas. It's way better.
Yeah, Vancouver 4 text line reminds me of the movie Trapped in Paradise. That's right.
Trapped in Paradise? I don't know if I've seen that one.
Well, it's Paradise. I think what he's saying is...
I was thinking more of like a Doc Hollywood sort of thing where the young, hot doctor is driving through Salina. He breaks down and falls in love with a gal from Salina. And so instead of just moving to California and being rich and wealthy together, he stays and gives up his career to go live in the all-American city of Salina with the Midwest butterhog that will that he loves.
He's going to go get him one of those Milwaukee butterhogs.
I love those movies. You know, it's like that's what like every Hallmark movie is, except it's used the other way around where it's the gal, right? The gal is like in New York and she's making like $1 million a year. She's an exec, but she hates her life. And then she moves back to Salina or comes back to Salina for Christmas and runs into like the local guy who makes like he whittles wood and he's like a widow and he wears a lot of flannel and looks like the brawny man. And she's like, you know what? This is all I need. I'm going to live here in Whittlewood with you and have babies and give up my career and everything that I've worked for. And then they live happily ever after. Hallmark.
It's a simpler life.
It is a simpler life.
The dying industry of late night family dining. Next, here's Buck. All right. Got to tease a few things. Ducks Roundtable is coming up next.
That's right.
Because it's already Monday. I saw Ortner out there. I'm like, wait, it's already Monday?
Hot bye week talk.
Yep.
Looking ahead to that vicious cockfight that is UCLA.
That's right. We'll be doing a little midterm report cards from the first three games and looking ahead to the final nine of the schedule.
And the other thing is that Danny Morang of Midday fame is saying that he has some breaking news regarding the Trailblazers.
Yes.
That he may pop on you tonight after Monday Night Football. So
something involving TV deals.
Yeah. So... some cool stuff.
That is some cool stuff right there.
I mean, I don't know.
That's what you're going with? You're like, ooh. It's
just some sports stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
And by the way, basketball coverage on The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. How's that for basketball coverage on The Fan?
Screwed that right in there.
That's what we did.
I'm thinking about switching.
I
don't know
did.
If it's going to be to T-Mobile.
I made that switch years ago. You do get free Netflix and Hulu.
Yeah, that's a...
That
you
does
know,
anything for
those
you.
Are nice perks.
How about this, too? Free Wi-Fi on the airplanes.
Also a nice perk.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, we've got a pie shortage.
What?
Yeah. Did you know this?
I don't eat a lot of pie. Don't get me wrong. I love pie. It's just not...
Pie.
Pie does not enter into my world very often. When do you...
I don't like pie.
When do you encounter pie?
Well, Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's true.
Or at Sherry's.
Barbecues. Like if I feel like a pie is something someone brings to a non-celebratory gathering, right? Like, I feel like you get cakes at other stuff, like cake or pie for dessert, but pie seems like a more, oh, we're coming over for dinner, we're bringing a pie.
Yeah. I've never liked... I mean, I like pie. Don't get me wrong. It's not bad, but it's definitely way down my list of dessert choices.
See, my fun little angle is, yes, it's down my list, but if you're asking me to choose between cake and pie, I'll take pie.
Yeah, see, I go cake every time.
See, I like a good
pie. Oh, I'll go pie over cake.
Yeah.
Unless it's cheesecake.
See, I find cake to be extremely overrated.
We agree.
I think a lot of cake, and I mean a lot of cake, because cake done well, phenomenal. But I don't think cake is done well that often.
It's garbage.
And you know what? A Bush League pie, still pretty good pie.
Why, because of the fruit?
Yeah, like I've had, let me just state for the record that peach cobbler, or a peach pie, is one of the finest things on the planet when done right. It's never done right.
With ice cream.
With ice cream. And it's never done right. But a bad peach cobbler or a bad apple pie is probably the one that everyone makes. And there's a lot of bad apple pie. It's still pretty good. But bad cake? I don't want bad cake.
Yeah, bad pie is better than bad cake.
Yeah. Too many times, and I would say...
Does the cake have frosting?
Unfortunately, it does, because a lot of frosting sucks.
Yeah, see, I'm going to go with the cake because of the frosting.
See, I'm going to say 8 to 10 soirees that I attend that has birthday cake involved, I'm going to say that cake is Bush League, and I don't want anything to do with it. I'll be like, nah. But if you give me pie, I'll eat a bad pie.
And if you're into the cake because of the icing, it's just further indication that the cake itself sucks.
Exactly.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, if you have two things there, and they're both like, nah.
Yeah.
I'll take at least the icing.
Give me the thing with the piped-on artificial sugar.
Yeah, exactly.
As opposed to the piped-in artificial sugar filling.
Right.
Correct.
The filling
or
of a pie.
Food compote.
Yeah, it's good.
Well, we do have a pie shortage.
I didn't know that.
Apparently, Sherry's is going through a lot right now.
The Sherry's by my house got torn down.
Well, they've closed a bunch, and they've unpaid taxes, and they're stiffing vendors. Like, there's a mess. Sherry's is a mess.
Sherry's is in trouble.
But... Before you blame them for the pie shortage, because if you go in there, their pie case, like this is from the Willamette Week, some guy went into the Beaverton Sherry's and it was pieless. The pie case had no pies in it.
Huh.
And they were like, yeah, we have a pie shortage here.
Interesting. Now, is everyone facing
a
pie shortage?
Well, that's what he's writing about, is saying that it turns out that there is a pie shortage in the world of pies.
Why? What's the ingredient of pies that's... I mean, all pie is fruit, sugar, and then crust.
Yeah, it's surprising to me it's not one specific type of pie and that it's all pies because, yeah, like you said, is it a crust-related thing? And if so, like, are we missing flour or butter or sugar or something? Like, I don't get what that would be, but we're about to find out.
Yeah, I don't understand what would lead to a pie. Like, chicken wing shortage. Remember we had a chicken wing shortage? Because then we had to start serving chicken thighs?
Or does it cost too much to pay the pie makers and therefore there's not enough labor for the pies?
Mm. Yeah, because it doesn't seem like, with a chicken wing, we're out of chicken wings. But pie is just, it's simple ingredients. I would think a pie might be the easiest dessert, one of the easiest desserts to make. Some puff pastry, little fruit filling. Welcome to Pieville. Pie shortage.
Yeah, they're saying that there is a pie shortage, and all of the late night sort of dining, family dining places are really struggling.
Huh. Because of pie?
No. That's just part of it's just a bigger... We've got a lot of issues.
Families are showing up in the middle of the night and being like, where's the effing pie? I'm out of here.
Denny's closing.
They should.
A lot of Denny's stores, Denny's chains closing recently. Applebee's as well.
Well, can I ask the question? And I'm trying to be fair, because if you love Sherry's, I don't want anyone to go out of business, right? So how did these places become successful anyways?
Well, Applebee's I don't think really falls into this, but I think if you look at Denny's and you look at IHOP... And you look at the Village Inn, you know, Sherry's would be one.
Yeah.
I think that Perkins and the chicken tender dill melt.
Sure.
I just think that, one, they're inexpensive, and two, they're 24 hours.
Yeah.
And... They were always there for the drunks. I mean, and they said that post-COVID, people aren't going out nearly as late as they used to, and they're not drinking as much.
And so, yeah.
And then you add higher labor costs, and you add fewer workers willing to even work those shifts.
Yeah.
Boom. They're all going away.
Because I think about those places, and I have often thought that, like, when you go into one of those, and I think to myself, how are there so many of these? Like, Denny's is objectively awful.
Yes.
Like, there is not a single thing that you could walk into a Denny's and say that is good, or that you couldn't get it somewhere else just as cheap, that's way better at like a local.
But I think what they do is they're everywhere. And they're cheap everywhere, and it's the same everywhere. And it's breakfast. Like, breakfast doesn't have to be gourmet.
I also don't think it is cheap everywhere. Like, some places, with the cost of a lot of stuff rising, now people have said it about fast food. I think it's happening with fast casual. Like, I think those menu items that used to be, a grand slam for $9.99 is now $16.99. And people are like, hell no.
I know that with fast food. And we talked about it. Fast food places now are offering, like, stupid, insane deals. And they're like, we can't keep this up, but we got to bring people back in the door. I went out to me and the BTJ on Saturday. We were out running some errands, and we went by a little island cafe place down there by on the river, and we ordered some shrimp, like a little bloomin' onion sort of thing, two cocktails, and did we get something else, like something from the bar, like some chips and salsa or something like that, just that, right? That's what we ordered. Two drinks, one entree, and then like two little kind of appetizer things. Mm-hmm. Would you care to guess?
$85.
$90.
Yeah.
It's $90. And I like, you know, and I just was kind of like one of those like, oh my God, like that wasn't even like really a lunch. We were just, it's like 2 o'clock. We're like, it was a nice day. We're like, oh, we'll go down and, you know, and you just look down and you're like, $90. You're like, damn. I mean, the view is cool, but yeah, I think there's a lot of that now. I mean, a lot of families now, you go into a, you know, whatever TGI McScratchy's, and dude, you walk out of there and it's $100 and you're like, what did I just pay $100 for?
Somebody's texting says late night dining is still in. It's the crappy food that's out. So we're getting a little more bougie with our late night dining.
So people aren't opting for that because it's not healthy
they're
enough
not
or good enough
for Denny's,
something?
They're not going to Denny's. They're going to the local cool places.
Well, so there are late night places open that aren't Denny's?
Yeah, Portland there are.
But not ubiquitously across America, I wouldn't think.
No. Try finding that in Salina.
Dude, I just can't think of a... Outside of it's the only place that's open and I am drunk, I can't think of any reason why I would ever go to a Denny's.
Well, and the other thing, too, is it doubles as a breakfast joint. Like, it's got that family dining thing, but then also when you're housed, come in here and shove your shove your fat face full of...
Here's some greasy potatoes and some bacon and
you're getting
shut
a couple
up.
Different clientele there. I don't know how Late Night Taco Smell's doing, but it seems to be still going strong.
Yeah.
And maybe that's because it remains cheap.
The one by my house, there is a line around the corner at night.
What?
A line around the corner.
Taco smell, man. Yep. I don't
get it. They're getting all that free advertising from the Kansas State guy, too.
Oh.
That stuff is such crap.
Well, there's not many places that are open. But the line
is... Yeah, it's like the last bastion. Yep. And it's fast.
Yep. Not with this line. Because like my kids both worked at Taco Bell, and it's been a little bit. But
you don't have to get out of your car.
But they would joke that like the late night shift, it would be like my son and one other kid working there, and they'd have a line of like 12 people, and people would get angry, and he would just be like, I don't know what you want from me, man. There's one of us back here. One of you's taking the order. The other one's wrapping the burrito. So it's like... And so you can get mad at them all you want. But yeah, they could not find... And I don't know if it's gotten better over the last couple of years, but they could not find anyone to work those shifts.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a problem.
Yeah.
All right. We will wrap it up next on The Fan. All right. Well, both Monday Night Football games are double-digit... I wouldn't say... Well, one's a blowout.
One's a blowout.
The other one's a double-digit lead. Washington leading in Cincinnati 28-13.
Boy, if Cincinnati ends up going to 0-3, losing to the Commanders, because you don't come back from 0-3. It's not good.
And then the Bills are up 37-10 on the Jags. Be on the lookout for Danny Meringue breaking Blazers news tonight.
TV news.
And we'll come back. We'll be able to talk about it a little bit tomorrow on the program.
Maybe some Portland Diamond Project news potentially.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
A little something.
Yeah. Look at us. Suddenly a full show. But up next, it is Ducks Roundtable with Buck Ortner and Anthony Newman. We're back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Friendships of Space.